Sponsorship of the Be Our Guest podcast is brought to you by our great friends over at virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Days to Go WDW. Days to Go lets you count on the days until that next Walt Disney World vacation with style. Right now, we are down to a mere 23 days to go until Dopey Weekend 2017. Or, you know, if you see Mallory, let her know it's her birthday trip. But regardless, we get excited every time we check my iPhone 7 Plus. When I get a text, a phone call, or update social media, I see great pictures. I see the little badge icon right there on my home screen with how many days I have left. And I even get an audio alert every day at 2:05 p.m. Every time I use my Apple device, it turns into a Disney device to get me excited for my next trip. You can use this app over and over again. I've used it for probably 8 or 9 trips now, and I'm not going to stop anytime soon. Grab Days to Go WDW over at virtualmickey.com today.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1103 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Wednesday to you. Thank you so much, as always, for dropping in for yet another listener question show that is driven by you and your great questions. And you can send those into Mike at BeOurGuestPodcast.com, and we'll get to those right away here on the show. Joining me today to answer your listener questions, we have the awesome team here on the show. We have Ricky from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and The Mouse for Less, where you can find out everything going on at the Disney destinations. What's going on, Ricky? You'll be back here, I think, tomorrow here in St. Louis.
I will. It's going to be fun. Looking forward to a family weekend and maybe seeing a few lizards or so this weekend, too. I'm excited. It was not supposed to be a lizard weekend, but it may turn into one.
It's going to be a huge lizard weekend here in St. Louis. I know you're not running, but there's a bunch of us that are running the Hot Chocolate 5 and 15K in downtown St. Louis.
I'm jealous because I've always wanted to run a hot chocolate.
Oh, it's going to be so cool.
And now that
Ricky,
I know that I've done a half, I know I can do the 15, which, I mean, that's all. Because that's where you get the good stuff. I mean, you don't get... So that's kind of my pet peeve about the hot chocolate is, like, you don't get good stuff if you do the 5K. You only get the good stuff if you do the 15K, so...
No, you get everything the same except for the medal. You don't get a medal for the 5K, but you get the,
but
the hoodie.
But that's what I want! No, I want the medal! No, whatever. Like, I ran it! I want a medal!
You want the hoodie, and you want the hot chocolate and the chocolate during the race, so...
You
all those things.
Even the hot chocolate is here in Atlanta, and
we'll see. All right, it's supposed to be super cold though, so bring your thermals. Let me just tell you, I don't think it's going to get up to 30 this weekend. So,
I'm not looking forward to that.
There's my grandma used to say, "Wear your long handles." I have no idea what that means, but I guess that's your long john. Anyway, trying to teach the listeners here. All right, also joining, especially those from the south where it never gets cold, we have Pam Forrester from the Magic for Less Travel. And Pam, I know you got to have some handles because you are from Pittsburgh and it gets cold there, right?
Very cold. In fact, it's so funny that, like, this is the time of year that when I get into the car, I crank up the heat in the car to, like, about 150 or so. Steve always is threatening me that he's going to have to strip down to underwear to be able to stay in the car with me.
Is that your secret plan, right?
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm going to see if he'll do it. So I'm like, go ahead. I'm like,
I bet you do.
So anyways, and of course, the seat warmer has to be on, you know, immediately. So I don't know. There's just something about, and my car's in the garage. I mean, it's not like I'm parking outside and 2 miles down the road, you know, from me. But anyways, I don't know. But the car just seems to get so cold. So yeah, we're in the thick of it. But I can say this is the one time of year where I don't mind a little bit of snow because everyone has their houses decorated. It looks so magical. I mean, I don't know. Our neighborhood does a pretty good job. I mean, almost as good as Disney does, I'm going to say. So anyway, good.
Are the Osborne lights headed to Pittsburgh? Is that what you're saying? Like maybe yes. In your neighborhood?
Right. Wouldn't that be awesome? I'm sure there's some kind of HOA rule against that. Yeah, but anyway. Yeah, so that would be awesome. No, I saw where they were going. Did you guys see that? Where they're going to, well, supposedly going to end up. So yeah, that's kind of fun.
Yeah, we need to congratulate Matt Parrish on purchasing the Osborne Lights for Southwestern Missouri. Apparently they're heading to his house, or at least Silver Dollar City.
In the back.
Yeah, exactly.
In the backyard.
The Ozark Mountains. All right, let's get to the questions. Again, send those in to Mike at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Starting off with Ariel. She had a question or an email a couple weeks ago. And she says, hi, friends. A couple of weeks ago, I asked how to bring Disney magic on your birthday. Shout out to my birthday twin, Mike. That's right. Remember, we share a birthday. Oh, let me just throw this in there. Speaking of cold weather and birthdays, you know what I got for my birthday a couple weeks ago? I'm getting old, though, because I was excited about this gift. I got an electric blanket.
Ooh, see, that's like cranking your seat.
Yeah, it's awesome. I like cranking this. Because it's not like a full blanket like you use in like your bed. It's one that you just kind of have. It's like kind of like a half blanket you use on the couch. Man, I turn that thing up to like 5, and I turn. I don't know. I never see the TV. I'm just like, good night. So I know I'm getting old. That's so because that is a great gift.
I need to get my electric blanket out. That sounds perfect.
Awesome. Anyway, let's get back to Ariel's email. I wanted to update everyone on how the festivities went. On the 23rd, my family and I went to see Moana, which was great. The soundtrack was very moving and carried the story so well. My little brother was visiting from California and was flying home before the 27th, so we had a birthday dinner at my sister's house on Friday night. Saturday was a big surprise from my now fiancé. He proposed to me in a photo booth before our date night in downtown Seattle. That's good. Congratulations. In a photo booth.
Congrats. Nice.
The next day, his and my family surprised me with a birthday dinner and a show. The Little Mermaid musical is playing downtown, and they all got tickets to the show. I am the first daughter to get engaged, and being that the princess and I share a name, the show was especially emotional for my family. My dad, sisters, and I were sobbing during the finale where King Triton gives Ariel legs and she marries Prince Eric. We couldn't stop crying even after the show and shared many hugs. Aside from the sob fest, this was a perfect birthday, bringing Disney magic to my birthday and Disney magic into my real life. I plan to spend my bachelorette party at Disneyland. We'll be updating the BOGP family on the details. Loves and fishes. Get it? Instead of wishes, fishes.
Get it.
Uh-huh. You know what, though? I'll tell you what. And Ariel, thank you so much, and congratulations on the engagement and an awesome, you really are ever, I don't think you'll ever top that birthday weekend. But, I'll tell you, as the father of two daughters, that scene where King Triton has to kind of give Ariel away, and just like, when he says that, even in the Voyage of the Little Mermaid in the studios, he's like, only one problem, Sebastian. How much I'm going to miss her. It's like, oh my gosh, it's like Paige going away to college all over again. It's brutal. Pam, do you hear me? I mean, it sounds like Ariel had a great weekend, but man, she is exactly right. I can speak as a dad right there.
Yes. I mean, it's hard. You love to see your kids grow up and like become their own people, but it's really a challenge. Each of those steps is challenging as a parent because you do feel a little selfish. I mean, you don't want to hold them back, but you do want to like hold on to them too. So that's tough.
So true. Well, congratulations, Ariel. And can't wait to hear about the bachelorette party at Disneyland. That's going to be a good time. I'm sure you're already.
It seems like it's right up Mike's alley. Yeah.
Hey, we've done so many podcasts. We've had podcasts about Disney bachelorette parties here on the show. Actually, yeah, the last, tell you don't listen to the Monday podcast, but at least download them.
Come on. I know we have.
Whatever. I caught you.
Ricky's like, there's a Monday show?
What? I thought they were only Wednesday and Friday. Too? Exactly. Whatever. You're fired.
No, I listen to the Monday shows. Thank you very much.
Arnold Schwarzenegger's going to be saying, you're fired. Anyway. Laura's got the next question. She's from Nashville, Tennessee. Actually, it's a follow-up. Thanks so much for answering my question on yesterday's podcast, or last week's. Made my morning to hear it yesterday, but it wasn't yesterday. It was a week ago. It looks like we will stick with the first week of December. I also really appreciate the extra feedback on food and wine and Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. I was leaning towards not doing the Christmas party because it just seemed like a crazy expense for my kids being so young and unable to stay up until 11 p.m. Now I'm feeling confident about not spending the extra money. We are booked at the Polynesian. We'll take Magical Express, and that is about all I have planned so far. I will have lots more questions for you guys in the coming months. Thanks again for everything. Laura in Nashville. So, Pam, Ricky and I had some questions last week while you were not with us, and one of them was we were trying to decide A few things for Laura, you know, whether to go down like mid-November or the first week of December. And she was also worried about, you know, trying to catch the Food and Wine Festival and Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. Very first trip for her family. She's never been there before. Two kids, I believe they were either five, I think they're like 5 and 2.5. And I think we came to the conclusion that we like December, but you don't have to do Food and Wine or the Christmas party on your first trip. Everything's new. And that's kind of something maybe for the second or third trip. So it sounds like Laura's getting some resolution. She's confident in her plans and she can move forward, which, you know, I think that if you try to do too much on that first trip, you overwhelm yourself.
I totally agree. You guys give great advice. And it is, you know what? The beauty of a Disney vacation is there's always something for you to do next time. And we always look. I've been there a million times and we take long vacations. We take short vacation means I feel like I'm there all the time, pretty much. And there's still stuff that I haven't done. There's still things I look forward to do. And that's the beauty of it. You don't have to take it all in one bite. It's too rich to eat in one bite.
Wow.
Small bites.
That is really,
that's pretty good.
I think that's a good analogy.
That's what we were lacking last week, Ricky.
Huh?
We were lacking all that last week. We were just laying down.
I know,
some
we
facts.
Absolutely were. Yes, we were.
Well, I'm good. I add something to the podcast.
Yes.
Anyway, so I'm just saying, you know, it really is like that, though. Small bites, mix in some things that you were planning on doing, allow some time for magic, allow some time for unexpected things to occur, and always, always, always roll with the punches because that's what it's about.
That's right. And hey, big shout out to our friend Messiah, who is in the Facebook chat live tonight from Disney Tokyo Sea. What are you doing? Messiah, go have fun. It's probably in the morning. You should be going to have breakfast or something. Come on. Have fun. We appreciate you tuning in. I never thought we'd have somebody tuning in from Disney's Tokyo Sea on one of our shows, during our show. So.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
so
pretty
jealous.
Cool. Have fun. All right. Ricky's got the next question, which means it's from Facebook. It's from Rob Ripper in Stafford, Virginia. Hey, BOGP gang. My wife gave me an early Christmas present. Let's see. Last. There's no other word there. So let's go. My annual pass is set to expire at the end of January 2017, and we are not planning on going back to the world for at least a year. So she is giving me a 3-day trip in the middle of January. Nice wife there. We made reservations at All-Star Sports, but I was wondering what the best way is to find out if the rate we paid is an annual pass discounted rate. My stay is from Wednesday night through a Saturday morning, and the rate we paid is $110 for the Wednesday and Thursday and $152 for the Friday for a preferred room. Thanks for any help. All right. So the way we do this and the way you can do this actually yourself is that, you know, you can go on and just look like you're booking a new trip and, you know, on DisneyWorld.com, or if you're working with a travel agent, you can have that travel agent easily check the best discounted rate for you. And what's going to happen is, you know, you can always get the rack rate. So a lot of times for my guests, when I'm working with them at the Magic for Less, I will let them know, you know, typically the rack rate for this room is this, you know, per night and for the overall stay. And then I'll say, okay, well, we have some options. Let's look at this. If we went with the Gift of Magic room offer, for example, which is out there right now for early 2017, you know, you could save this much money. But, you know, if you're thinking about going maybe multiple times this year, here's what the annual pass rate is. So let's do a little math. You know, would that pass be something that, yeah, it's going to cost a little bit more this trip, but if you decide to go a second time, you know, your tickets are taken care of, and you know, you're going to have another probably annual pass rate. So there's a lot of math to go into that. But Pam, you know, I know that you deal with this a lot at the agency. You can go on and kind of price out your different options on DisneyWorld.com or working with your travel agent, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing to note about annual pass holder rates is that oftentimes on the weekends, those rates aren't going to be available, or the discount will be much less on the weekend, just because Disney doesn't need to discount as much on the weekends. So that's something that you always have to think about. People often ask us, is it worth purchasing an annual pass just to get the discounts? And you just really have to compare, like Mike said, and our agents are happy to do that for you to kind of, you know, help you figure out what's going to work best for you. Because what happens is the annual pass holder rates are usually rates that are left over after what has been taken up kind of by the general public discounts. I mean, I hate to make it sound like annual pass holders aren't getting a great rate, because they are. They're getting a great rate on whatever resorts still have availability. Lately, that has not been as much as we all would like as of late. It's just been a busy time for Disney, period. But the good news is that the annual pass holders are also getting a better rate than the general public discount rate. Not by a lot, but definitely a better rate.
And the way it usually works for my guests that I work with at the Magic for Less, and for, you know, I'd imagine every travel agent when you're working with a guest, is that, you know, a lot of guests like to book their vacations a long way out, you know, far in advance. And that's a great deal to lock into those dates, get that availability you're looking for. Many times it's going to be initially at rack rate. And then what happens, and this is just in a typical situation, of course, your mileage may vary in certain situations, but then you'll get some kind of a general public discount that maybe come out next. Like right now is the Gift of Magic. So that agent will go in and grab that discount for their guest if it's available at their hotel and their room type and, you know, for their dates and so forth. So you'll lock into that. And then finally, if you're an annual pass holder, hopefully you can get to step three, where you can improve that general public offer with an annual pass offer. Now, usually it's not going to be a lot of a difference between the general public and the AP offer, but sometimes, especially if you're deluxe, it can be decent, you know, a decent amount of money. But it's kind of a series of steps. You got to be patient. You book way in advance, and then just kind of hope the dominoes fall in your favor as you move closer to your travel dates. Pam, is that kind of how, I mean, that's kind of how I see it in my mind for my guests.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't want to like toot our horn a little too much in this space, but I will say that's absolutely what we always do. You can't say that all travel agencies do that, but we do. And we've been doing that since we opened our doors and since in 2002. I mean, that was one of our goals, we felt if we were the experts, we would know how to get the best prices. That's part of being an expert. It's not just knowing, you know, what resorts to stay at or the little tips for each resort or the parks. It's to know how to get the best price. So that's step one in our process during that space. And, you know, we really do try to make sure that you get the best price and also the resort you want. Disney doesn't always make that possible because they decide what rooms have the discounts available, but that's absolutely how it starts. And hopefully you at least get some discount. But remember, always book a resort that you can afford, even without the discount. Because if you're relying too much on the discount, you can get burnt doing that. And I hate to see that. That's just like, oh. So anyways, but yeah, our guests are usually really great about that. They're realistic about their budget, about where they want to stay, and they're flexible. They're like, they either say, hey, I want to get the best price, or they're like, nope, I want to stay at this resort. I don't care whether it qualifies for the discount or not. So it's all in what you want. You just got to let your agent know.
I kind of feel like that Bush's Baked Beans commercial. Did I just spill the secret sauce there for the Magic for Less? I hope not. Am I like
no,
that dog?
You did not.
I'm that dog that wants to talk. Whatever. All right.
You did not.
I don't know the dog. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, roll that beautiful bean footage. Anyway, next question is coming from DJ Riffenberg. Ricky, this one's you. I know we've been, I feel like we've been leaving you out here for the last 10 minutes, but here we go.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay.
I know you're just blogging. So anyway, we are taking.
I absolutely am working on stuff.
I know you are.
Yes,
exactly.
You're fine.
So focus. We are taking our first trip to Walt Disney World on December 11th through the 17th, so next week. And I have multiple ADRs, and I am in need of help narrowing down our choices. I found your podcast back in the beginning stages of planning in February. And if listened to every episode, I can. But as the closer it gets, the more I worry we haven't planned enough. Is there any way you can help? All right, so we're going to help them out here. But don't worry, you never feel like you're planned all the way through, DJ. You're right where everybody is, even veteran travelers, so no worries. Okay, they're a family of five, three small kids, 8, 3, and 2. And we have ADRs at Whispering Canyon, Tepanito, Ohana, Akershus, ESPN Club, and T-Rex. We also have Cinderella's Royal Table and the Candlelight Processional, but we're contemplating canceling those to stick with the six I stated above. Are they all one credit? And if so, are they worth the bang for our buck? They also are lunch and dinner. Thanks for your help in advance, DJ. All right, so let me go through real quick. So again, Whispering Canyon, Tepanito, Ohana, Akershus, ESPN Club, and T-Rex, those are all one credit. Now, Cinderella's Royal Table, 2 credits. Signature Dining, that's a 2. And the Candlelight Processional, basically, Pam, do you want to describe the Candlelight Processional dinner package? Because that's basically what that is. And then, Ricky, you can give your best advice on what to do with this family of five.
So the Candlelight dinner, the Candlelight Processional dinner package includes not only your meal, but also reserve seating at the theater where you can see the Candlelight Processional. This is not a necessity to see the show, but for those who aren't fond of standing in line, like my family is not, it kind of is a necessity if we want to be up close and really, you know, involved in the Candlelight Processional. You also always have the option of standing outside the theater right there in the America Pavilion and listening, although you will not have a great view, you will be able to see it. And it was a moving experience, whether you're front row or whether you're, you know, way behind the theater, but just listening. It really is awesome and absolutely one of my favorite things that they do at Disney World. But it is two table service credits if you're on the dining plan. Otherwise, you can just pay out of pocket for that.
And how about Neil Patrick Harris with his definition of Epcot this week?
That was absolutely the best.
Even how he delivered it. It was just Barney Stinson at his best right there. Can EPC.
Order tequila.
Order tequila. I was like, what's the
other? Well, yeah. Given that's that awesome. He's got his own, I think he's got his own glass at La Cava. So, you know, that's, I don't blame him. So yeah.
Anyway, so Ricky, help DJ out here. Okay. So it sounds like, I mean, he's got a really nice kind of a plate of ADRs here, I think.
Yeah. The only one that I kind of wonder about is the ESPN one. But I mean, even so, I still think it's going to be fine. I think that all the other one they also had was T-Rex. That I'm only concerned about because there are some areas that can be loud and scary for little ones. So I don't know if that 2 and 3 year old if it'll be too scary for them. Now, granted, I say this as a, you know, 30 plus year old who's scared of the dinosaurs in there. So, take that with a grain of salt. But, you know, I do worry about, cause I do know it's kind of loud in there. And Mike, I know you were just in there with the media event that you went to, and you got to experience T-Rex a little bit for the first time. So I don't know if it was really loud in there for you.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't open when I was in there, so nothing was trying to eat you.
Trying to eat you.
Yeah,
okay,
no. So they just let us walk through. So I was like sticking my head in the dinosaurs, making it look like I was being eaten by dinosaurs to send pictures to Mallory.
And yeah, exactly, as you should. So, so that's the only, like, those are the only two that I kind of am questioning. But all of them overall, I think, are really good options.
I agree. You know, if you're unsure about Cinderella's Roll Table and Candlelight Processional, this again, first time trip, skip them. Go to those other ones. Ohana is a great place to eat, great food. Yeah. Akershus is an awesome value for a character meal on the Disney Dining Plan. I would go with those six that you mentioned. Whispering Canyon is just a hoot and a half.
Oh,
the food
it's so
is
much
awesome.
Fun.
So I would go with those first six you named. Forget the other two. Do them the next time you're down there. And you're not going to miss out on anything at all. If you want to see Candlelight Processional, just like Pam said, I've never been inside the theater. I've been moved because, you know, I'm a Christian and I like I enjoy hearing the Christmas story delivered very dramatically with the choir and the guest speaker. But I've stood actually out in the rain, you know, back by the American Adventure sign, and it's just as powerful back there, you know. So take it for what you will. You can save those credits and, you know, have a good time and still see the show there. All right, next we have Dr. Melissa Wainman with the next question. She is in Pennsylvania, a state we may have heard of. And she says, hello, Mike, Pam, and Ricky. I love the show and look forward to listening to the three of you each week. My husband, 6-year-old son, and I are headed down to Orlando for a quick trip over Easter. We are flying down late Wednesday night around midnight. We'll be staying at the Beach Club, checking in Thursday for 2 nights with 2-day park hopper tickets for my husband and son and my annual pass. On Saturday afternoon, we head to Legoland for 2 days. This will be our third trip to Walt Disney World in a little over a year, so we don't feel pressured by the quick nature of the trip. My son absolutely loves Legoland, but for various reasons, this will be my husband's first time there. This is also our first time staying at the Beach Club, so we are very excited about experiencing a bunch of new things. Here's my question. We have the Disney dining plan as part of the Disney portion of our trip, which as it stands now gives us 2 days worth of dining credits. We don't want to spend a lot of money on a room for Wednesday night, as we'll be getting in so late. If we booked a night at the All-Star Hotel for that night, would that give us an extra night on our dining plan? We have never done a split stay, so I'm not sure how that works with the dining plan entitlements. Thank you so much for your help. You three are awesome. Melissa. And she's one of the lizards, too, training for the Princess Half Marathon. I know we've been awesome. Talking, so she's doing a great job with her training. So good job, Melissa. All right, so split stay. I know a lot of people have questions about that. And Pam, you are the queen of split stays and packages and room only. So she wants to kind of, and I think she's doing a great idea that, you know what? I used to stay off-site that first night, but it's too big of a hassle. Like, I would do what Melissa's doing. Get a value resort, sleep there for the night. But kind of talk to her about how that's going to work, because she's on a package at Beach Club the following day.
Yeah, so unfortunately, Disney has two absolutely separate systems, although they're in... Well, I won't talk about upgrades because that's just a sore spot here.
Yes, please don't. Please don't. And new confirmation numbers.
Yes. So anyways, but they do have two systems, which is kind of odd when you think about it. But one is for package reservations and one is for room only reservations. And package reservations and room only reservations have different deposit requirements, cancellation requirements, et cetera, et cetera. Now, the dining package you can only buy if you're staying with a package reservation. That package reservation may or may not include tickets. It really just depends on what you've included. But it has to be package deposit requirements, package cancellation requirements, and all of that good stuff. So when you're only going to be adding on one night, whether it's at the beginning or the end, you can't add the dining plan to that because it's only one night. And a package must be for longer than one night. So I'm sorry to tell you about that, but the other thing is you don't have the expense associated with that dining package as well. So that's something to think of too. Why don't you use that maybe as an opportunity to try out one of the less expensive table service restaurants you were interested in, or even maybe one of the quick service restaurants you were interested in, and then you can get the best of both worlds. You can do your room-only reservation for party reservation, and then you'll be moving on to your package where you'll have your dining plan and everything else included.
Absolutely. And use that annual pass for that you know, one night at your value there, and you know, you get a really nice deal because you're not going to be there. You know, it's kind of that thing, like, do you want to pay for a hotel that I'm not going to be there for, you know, 90% of the day? But, you know, that way you're getting to bed at Walt Disney World. You're waking up the next morning in Walt Disney World. You kind of, you know, you're not chasing, you know, trying to move from an offsite hotel over to Walt Disney World. You lose time. You want to make it as efficient as possible. So she knows that. So
absolutely.
It'll be great. All right. Aaron's got the next question. Hello, all. I love the show. Started listening a few months ago and can't get enough. My boyfriend and I are planning a short trip over the President's Day weekend. I had heard around that you can upgrade your park tickets to an annual pass and they will deduct what you paid for your trip for that trip against the annual pass price. I heard this from someone with a UK pass, and after doing some research, I saw you could do this for Florida residents also. My question is, can you do that for out-of-state tickets? Thanks for your time, guys. All right, so I think I'm trying to get this from Aaron. It sounds like, so she talked to somebody who was in the UK, so UK tickets. She also talked to somebody who is a Florida resident, but she says for out-of-state tickets, what I'm thinking is, it sounds like just a general Magic Your Way ticket for somebody that lives in the other 49 states. And I can tell you that we do this every time we get an annual pass. Yes, we just take our Magic Your Way ticket that we already purchased. It was part of a package. And we pay the difference in what we paid for the Magic Your Way ticket and the current price of an annual pass. And boom, you're right there. So, Pam, do you do this too? I always have a Magic Your Way ticket to upgrade. And that's kind of how we break the... Yep. I break it up into two payments, basically. You know, it's usually about 70-30.
It is. And it makes life easier. In fact, not only... Okay, Mike, close your ears for a minute. Not only do I do it at Disney World, I actually do it at Universal too. I buy my tickets to Universal as part of my package, which I'm actually going to be doing in January. And then when I get there, I upgrade to the annual pass because I have to have it to both places so I can go wherever I want, whenever I want. So, that's exactly what we do. And it works great. Just to clarify, because when she asked the question, I just want to make sure that you only get the price that you paid for your tickets. Not the price for like the whole package. And I just want to make that clear. But yes, absolutely. It's the best way to do it. So,
all right. Next question, Ricky, this is kind of one, maybe, I don't know if you blogged about this or not. It's kind of a hidden like secret for the Disney Cruise Line fans. It just came out about 3 weeks ago. It's from our good friend, Mark Yerkes up just south of Chicago, sails with us on the Be Our Guest podcast cruises from time to time and love his family. Hi, Mike, Pam and Ricky. With help from the great agents at the Magic for Less, somebody and Jeanette, I won't even say the other guy, we are booked on a special 3-night Disney Fantasy Double Dip cruise in May of 2017. This has us wondering a few things. So first of all, let me just, before I get to his three questions here. Yeah, the Disney Cruise Line, because they're doing an 11-night, I think, Southern Caribbean cruise with the Fantasy, they had 3 days. You know, it's like they don't want to let a ship just sit in a parking spot. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's got to go somewhere. So they threw in this. They announced it about a month ago, maybe now. And it's a 3. So this is the Fantasy, too. You know, the Fantasy typically only does 7-night or longer cruises.
Yes.
They threw in a 3-night. Now, this is awesome because it's a 3-night cruise, double dip Castaway Cay in those 3 nights. So you get to sail the Fantasy, which a lot of people are curious about. You get to go to Castaway Cay twice, and this is something you can do, you know, on a relatively short trip. You can do it like take off a couple days from work, and boom, you know, you got a great cruise. Anyway, here's this question. Will there still be a pirate night with fireworks? I've heard yes, but they wouldn't have the pirate menu. But what do you think? So, Ricky, have you blogged any about this special cruise? Because this is kind of like a one-and-done deal. It's not going to be something that's repeated, at least in the near future.
Yeah, no, I have not blogged about it. I have heard about it, though, and I think it's pretty unique and awesome, not going to lie. I am surprised if they do have Pirate Night that they don't have the Pirate Night menu. That seems odd, but because I would assume that it wouldn't be too hard to do that, just have the food for it, but I guess maybe there's, you know, an issue with, you know, getting the food or whatever that they need for that night. Not sure about, I'm guessing if they have a day at sea on it, then they would probably have the fireworks. So I think it's kind of going to be one of those things where there's not going to be a whole lot of information about this cruise simply because A, it was kind of like shoehorned in, and B, they've never done it before. So I think it's just going to be a learning experience for everybody.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of hard information on this. His next question is, since we only have 1 night at Animator's Palette, will we get the animation show? So, what, you know, of course, I think we're just kind of guessing at this and using our best knowledge. But, Pam, what would you think? Would they get the show for their Animator's Palette night? Or do you think they're going to do it as kind of like night one in Animators?
I honestly have learned to not even venture.
Right?
Because just when I think I know what Disney's going to do, they'll, of course, change the rules and it will be like, nah. So anyways, no, I think, and here's what it will be, Mark. It will take a frustratingly long period of time for them to actually set all this up. But the good news is that you will have such a fantastic time that when you get in there, you will forget all the frustration you had in waiting for it all to, like, kind of, you get like all your plans nailed down and stuff. So, I mean, I wish we had more concrete information, but that's just not how they roll. Take it from the girl who is sweating it out before we do the Be Our Guest podcast cruise each year that we do it, that the actual space that we're going to have our group event remains ours through the planning process. Mm-hmm. It drives me absolutely bonkers every year. But I am so jealous because this is a cruise that I actually want to sail on so much.
Me
it's
too.
Just such a cool, I mean, I can't believe they did it. I can't believe that Disney did this. So
I know
you're going to have such a great time. I'm jealous for sure.
And let me just tell you, this one's more affordable than you might think. It's in May.
Yes.
So, hey, if you're looking to sail on this one, themagicforless.com, let them know you heard about it here on the Be Our Guest podcast. I'll hook you up. So I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
All right. Let's just throw that in there. Let's throw this last one. He says, this will be our first time cruising without Alex. Oh, poor Alex. You don't get to
cruise. Oh.
What? Mark, come on. Anyway. Are there tables for two in the main restaurants? We don't mind sitting with other childless couples. I was just curious since I don't remember ever seeing any two tops. All right, Pam, have you ever sailed without Hannah? Please tell me you haven't.
Many times.
Oh, no, you've been too.
Like, of course I have, duh.
We have. And I'm trying to think if we ever have sat by ourselves. There actually are two tops. You can request it. It may not happen, but you can go ahead and put the request in. But I think that we sat with other people each time that we were by ourselves. Sometimes by choice, sometimes not by choice, but like, you know, we're just like, whatevs. Hey, how are you? And either, you know, they kind of fall, these other people fall into our craziness, or they are like, oh gosh, we never want to sit with those people again. So either way, like, you have a good time. But no, it's fun. And like, take it as an opportunity to make sure you go to Palo too. I mean, I would be at Palo most nights. So that's what I'm saying.
So you probably just sit there and talk about how you just left your kid at home. Like, yeah, man, hope they're not having a party. You know, let's, what do you think your kid's doing right now? No, my kid would never do that. You know, Alex has all of South Chicago over at the house, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah.
100%. She might not want to go. All right. Let's get to the last question today. It's from Sarah Fisher. She is in Nashville, Tennessee as well. We are apparently big in Nashville. I like that. Hey, Mike and ladies, I love the show and listen to y'all all the time. We got a y'all. Yes. You were always sharing new, exciting things to see and do in Disney World. A few months ago, you had a special guest on. I cannot remember his name. They talked about alternatives to the Disney Cruise Line. I was wanting to go back and try to listen to that podcast, but cannot remember when it was or who the guest was. I know he has written a book and has a website devoted to what he feels is the best value for non-Disney cruises. We are considering doing a couple of days in Disney this summer and trying a cruise. We would love to do a Disney cruise, but I think it will be a while before we can save up for that. Do you remember the podcast I'm referring to? Also, do you or the ladies have any suggestions for alternatives to the Disney Cruise Line? We need it to be family friendly as we have two younger kids. Thanks, Sarah. And Sarah, when this one came in, this one actually came in earlier this afternoon, I was thinking, who could that be? And he's a guy that has disappeared from the Disney podcast scene. He's just like never to be heard from again. But his name is actually Matt Hotchberg, and he does the Royal Caribbean Blog podcast. And he's a good friend. But so I think that a lot of people are in this situation. And, you know, one of the things I don't know if you know this about the Magic for Less is that they book cruises for all cruise lines, not just Disney Cruise Line. I specialize in Disney destinations for the most part. But they're agents that are experts in every one of the cruise lines out there. And, Pam, we're hearing this more and more, that people want to get a taste of cruising. But sometimes, you know, the Disney Cruise Line just isn't in the budget for that, you know, that certain circumstance. So what do you say to somebody like Sarah who wants to kind of do a land and sea, but maybe Disney Cruise Line isn't on the, you know, the line there for the budget for this time around?
I get it. I mean, we all get it. We have actually not only people who are experts in every cruise line, including Royal Caribbean WOW experts, Norwegian, Holland America, Princess, et cetera, et cetera. But we actually, since we opened our doors in 2002, I know this is like the second time I've said this in this podcast, which is really weird. This rarely comes up. But we have quite a few agents who are accredited cruise counselors or master cruise counselors, which basically means they return to school to learn about cruises.
Nice.
Right?
I could get behind.
Yeah, exactly. It's way better than getting a master's degree in elementary education, man.
I don't know how I don't have this already. It should totally be something in my wheelhouse.
So they are professional agents. Like, this is their job. This is what they do all day long. And some of them are much more experienced than I am. And they just do a great job at all these destinations. In fact, we're getting to the point where we are looking at, well, it should be coming soon. Let's just say something's in the works.
Yes,
as far as this goes. Don't want to drop it here. But anyways, for just maybe another division, perhaps, of the Magic for Less. But be, you know, just feel confident in the fact that you can request a quote for other destinations, not just cruise, actually. We have some great European experts and things like that, too. It's just not things. They just aren't things we market as much as Disney and Universal and some of the major cruise lines. We do as well. But absolutely, we have experts in that space because we all understand it. I mean, at the end of the day, we all want to travel. So we'll do it through however we have to do it. So anyways,
Should we? I don't think anybody's listening right now. I think everybody's tuned out by now. So we shouldn't drop the bomb about maybe a new podcast in 2017, maybe?
I'm just saying, there's talks are happening.
Yes, contracts are being written and T's are being crossed and I's are being dotted. No, just kidding. We'll see. 2017 is going to be an exciting year. I can tell you that. Lots of cool stuff, more happening in 2017 than I think I even expected, and I'm so excited about what the new year's got coming for us. And great, Facebook just went down as we're recording this, so it's good. It'll be a secret until the show comes out. They missed all the good stuff. All right, well, that's gonna do it for today's questions. Again, keep those coming. We love talking all these topics with you. You guys make the show, so send those in to mike@brguestpodcast.com. It's a Wednesday, so of course today's show brought to you by virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Theme Park News Disney Edition. Ricky, what might you find on Theme Park News Disney Edition this week? What's going on in the news?
Oh, man. I think some stuff we're going to be talking about on Friday. But I will say that there is a new option for people who would like to hop faster in between the parks. It's called Express Transportation. And it allows people with park hopper tickets to pick up Disney transportation that will drop them off directly inside the parks. It's a pretty unique option, I think, all things said. So that's what's going on in the Disney news this week. Well, actually last week, but same difference at this point.
That's right. And you can read that on Theme Park News Disney Edition. It is a free iOS app, so there's no risk. Just download it right now for your iOS device. It is great to pick up first thing in the morning as you're having your breakfast and right before you go to bed at night. Keep up with everything going on, not only with just the Disney parks, but also, Moana and all the movies and, just all the destinations. It's really fun to kind of keep in the know. That way, when you're talking with your Disney friends, you know what's going on. So check it out today. And again, support the folks over at virtualmickey.com. Great iOS apps to turn your Apple device into a Disney device. Again, virtualmickey.com. Give us a follow on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram @BeOurGuestMike. And we have passed 5,000 members on our Facebook group. So thank you so much for everybody hanging out over there. We appreciate it so much. We're at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right, time to get out of here and let you get on with your Wednesday. We'll be back again on Friday, where we have kind of a unique show, we think. We're going to talk about the news, but in a unique way that's going to get you involved in the show. So we can't wait to do that on Friday. So for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Wednesday. Get back to work, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.